on the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Growth Energy is urging the Department of Energy to address a recent inaccurate and misleading study about ethanol that claims to be partially funded by the department. The study claims carbon emissions from using land to grow corn can negate or even reverse any climate advantages of corn ethanol relative to gasoline. Growth Energy CEO Emily Scores says failing to address this research's inconsistencies and departure from mainstream science could have negative consequences in our nation's quest to decarbonize the transportation sector. In a statement last week, Bayer says it's supporting colleagues impacted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The German company is prioritizing the safety of 700 colleagues in Ukraine and will continue to provide them and their families with financial aid, shelter, and evacuation assistance. Bayer is stopping all non-essential business in Russia and Belarus while ensuring continued access to health and agricultural products. As the process to write the 2023 Farm Bill begins, the agriculture committees should address climate policy in a producer-focused way. According to the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance, Chuck Connor, co-chair of the National Council of Farm Cooperatives, told Congress he believes policies should be voluntary and market and incentive-based. Connor noted the FACA released a comprehensive list of recommendations related to agriculture and climate in November of 2020. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.